Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adyalila text 107. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Changa Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Ranga Shesa Aiva Kavaratira. Sri Ranga Dekiya Premaha Ila Astira. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the land of Sri Ranga Shesa on the bank of the Kaveri, he visited the temple of Sri Ranganath and there was overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Om Gyanat Simarandasya Pranantana Salakaya Taktsurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Chayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Adananastinam Danter Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yukvakti Risham Priyatnai Apayam Amanabipsamandam Kripam Buddhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhumastriyami Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Hitanam Pabhanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from the Sun Falls, and they also have a lot of a nice audience today. The devotees from Albany came down. I'm going to embarrass them, even by saying that they're embarrassed. They're always a pleasure to be with, eager to hear Krishna Katha. I went up there on Thursday for a South Indian feast, and which was very wonderful, but it was after I had a Gujarati feast at the Mayapur Chandra and the Revels at noon. So this is the austerity of sannyas and Brahmins. I eat on behalf of the Supreme Lord. So I was celebrating today being in my own place by not eating at all. So very wonderful. How fortunate we are to be immersed in the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character, the personality of the life force in immortality, the pure soul, which just thinks of Krishna and others. No narcissism, no selfishness, bickering, whatever. Just purely putting God in the center, putting the devotees of God in the center, out of compassion, putting the welfare of the conditioned souls in the center. Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati. The Mati, the mind or the conception of love. The world of love. Where someone is so humble that even a blade of grass becomes their guru. Lord Chaitanya saw the blade of grass as his guru. Chanadapi Sunichena. Humbler than a blade of grass. The course is teaching humility. More tolerant than a tree. The tree is teaching tolerance. See the vision of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the character of the life force and immortality. And when you identify with the material body, it's the character of the life force and temporality. And aren't we all sick of the character of the life force and temporality as it's reflected through our bodies, and it's reflected through the bodies and mind and others, and how refreshing it is to meet one who represents the character of the life force in immortality? How refreshing that is. Dira, dira, jana, priyo, priyakaro, nirmatsaro, pujito. Dira, dira, jana, priyo. He is dear to the jana, or the people, whether they are dira or adira, whether they are sober or not sober. Dira, dira, jana, priyo, priyakaro. Nirmatsaro pujita. Why? No hate, no envy. Therefore, they are worshipful. We hanker for the association of Srila Sanatan Goswami and his followers. How he would come, described in Bhakti Ratnakar, how he would come into a village. And he was so kind to everyone that everyone would take shelter. Because everyone wants their heart filled with love. If you want your heart filled with love, you cannot go to envious people. They will not love you. They will exploit you. So when there's someone whose heart is filled with love, who's for others, you want to take shelter. You want to, and you know you won't be exploited. You'll open your heart. You'll tell them your problems. You'll put yourself in their hands. So Sanatana Goswami was such a soul. We also have souls like that walking the earth today. And we know who they are. They are self-effulgent. And he would walk into a village, and after he would leave, people would just put their hearts to him. And he would only stay for a night, and they would grab him, "Don't leave, don't leave." They would throw their bodies before him. So we're so fortunate to get the view. It's living. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is the life force of the living entity, immortality. And if you associate with it in the right way and let it influence your life, you will also slowly become the life force of the living entity and immortality. And then will you become happy? Why? Vayam dvitiya binivesita shat isharu petasya viparya yosmriti. From turning away from God, vayam dvitiya binivesita arises duality and fear. Because you can't take shelter in an illusion or dream. It won't give you what you want, really. And it's also temporary. If you leave someone's house and go to another house, you want to go back to that house, you just have to reverse the direction. You want to go back to Krishna, just reverse the direction of leaving Krishna. And leaving Krishna means aversion to Krishna, aversion to devotion, aversion to yourself as the pure soul of Krishna. And therefore, to come back to Krishna means love of Krishna only. And love is based on the humble mood of service. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should wear this verse around our neck. All respects to others, expecting no, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one could chant constantly because the holy name has appeared and you love the holy name. And what you love, you can do always in relationship. Right? Just a real loving, she can serve the child always, despite all the burdens. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we're following his South Indian journey on the pretext of finding his brother Vishwaroop. But he really wanted to preach. He wasn't going on ordinary pilgrimage. And also Vaishnavas don't go on ordinary pilgrimage. Vaishnavas don't go sightseeing. Vaishnavas, either if they're very advanced, they go to holy places to give association to others and purify the holy places. Or if they're not so advanced, which we feel and are, we go to the holy places to associate with those people who've gone to the holy places to purify others. Because they can access the holy stuff. On our own, we can't. Actually, spiritually, on our own, we can't do anything. It's just the conception of independence means you're left with your own conditioned capacity to move, your own limited intelligence to understand. So we all will be celebrating. I won't, but I'll be forced to. So many fireworks I heard even last night. The 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence. This country had such good ideals. What it has become. Now we got to celebrate it. Anyway. Independence. Okay. So we follow his tour of South India. And we should follow Lord Chaitanya in our mind. Try to imagine Lord Chaitanya walking down the road, chanting on his hands, just a water pot, his beautiful, ecstatic form. Lord's bodily features were very beautiful. Please meditate along with me today. And in addition, he was always in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. What does Lord Chaitanya look like in the ecstasy of love of Godhead? Nityara Madhurya, his walk, his gait, his dancing. It's filled with love. It's filled with grace. And when you see that love and grace manifest through someone's body, then you become affected by it. Simply by seeing him, everyone began chanting the holy name of Krishna, and thus everyone became a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. Just seeing such a person, seeing him relish the holy name, attach to Krishna, it makes you want to emulate. And this is actually developing identity. Right now we have false identity called the hankara. I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. If you want to develop the real identity, you have to have role model. You have to have person who is an example for you. On many, many levels, it is very, very helpful. That's why all sorts of people are needed to spread Krishna consciousness. Just like I see in a grihastha community, you need elder grihasthas. You need people who are mature and who have succeeded in that as Vaishnavas. It's so important in Krishna consciousness to be examples for people like yourself, because that's the best way that people learn. And that has every bit to do with spreading Krishna consciousness. If you want to spread Krishna consciousness in a particular area, you have to have people like those in that particular area, but in perfection. That helps, just like we see in our preaching. We made a lot of youth Krishna conscious at one time when we had other youths like them, but in Krishna consciousness. We also have the story of the mature Brahmin who was not in Mathura anymore, and he got the Gopal mantra from, that's the name of the goddess, but one mention of Durga. And he began chanting it. So by the association of that spiritual potency, he began to advance, but there was one problem. Without discriminatory knowledge, without guidance of guru, your sentiment will not lead you in a straight path, even though if it's real. Yes, I have to go towards the goal of Krishna. But you have to make decisions always. Is it this way or that way? Should I do this or should I do not? If you make the wrong decision, you waste time in spiritual life. So, but at the same time, if you're sincerely chanting the mantra, it brings you forward. That's why I started this type of class and also the Bhagavad Gita class on Saturday with Ekachakra, which I'm getting very good reports. That's also going very, very well. So, and Prabhupada wanted us to study the philosophy of Krishna consciousness from different angles to get that balanced, clear understanding so whatever realizations we have become clear, mature, and balanced, and not passions. Have a realization of renunciation, but not a passion of renunciation. Have a realization of preaching, but not a passion. When I'm saying passion, I'm saying something that's not mature and discriminatory and thoughtful and balanced in life. Anyway, the point is good. So when this mature Brahmin, when he came to Keshigat, and at that time there wasn't that palace there, it was a beautiful forest, who knows when, and he heard the deep chanting of Gop Kumar in the forest and got his association. He asked Gop Kumar, I need some help without this mantra, but how do I proceed? I don't have guru. I don't have direction. And then Gop Kumar was in a great dilemma. Because his personal story, the same thing happened to him. So who better to answer that question than Gop Kumar? Because he also had the same experience of having mantra without guru and wandering through the universe without discrimination. But at the same sense, as a Vaishnava, to glorify oneself is worse than death. But because he had deep knowledge, he understood that you can speak about yourself if your story in life helps others to proceed further. Anyway, I got a little bit off the track, but I'm still Lord Chaitanya converting others to Krishna consciousness. Wherever he went, he chanted and made people devotees of Krishna, which is also very, very important. That's also a demonstration of faith. Demonstration of faith is that you take some risk to give Krishna consciousness to others. And that also nourishes your faith. Anyway, he went to purify. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur also discusses the one who is serious in the highest levels of Krishna consciousness, and he said, Tirthasatta Parisam Kebala Manira Brahm Sarva Siddhi Govinda Charan. The struggle to travel to various holy pilgrimage places is simply the mind's mistake. Because to make spiritual advancement, all one needs is the lotus feet of Govinda. And if going to the holy place gives you the lotus feet of Govinda, then that's the place you go. Okay, let me now continue with Lord Chaitanya on his... And it's so nice, and in different places, and so many things are illustrated in his journey. because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You have the example, but you also have the precept, the instructions, so that on our spiritual path we proceed properly, because so many things can be confused. And as you advance further and further in spiritual life, the discriminations, the choices that you have to make is more and more subtle, right? It's no longer between making a judgment between a gross materialist and a devotee, but then sometimes it becomes a discrimination between different devotees. It becomes even more and more subtle, and then even sometimes a discrimination by different pure devotees. Because someone may be a pure devotee, but he may not be in your line. He may not be like-minded. The discriminations become subtle. I always tell the story when I first came to Krishna consciousness. It's funny. The temple I first came to in Krishna consciousness is still there. Because the first temple I went to was in Watsika Avenue. I don't know if I was telling the devotees on Wednesday, but the first time I saw devotees was in the Woodstock Festival in 1969. And then in 1970, I was in California, and I did tell this. So yeah, I met the devotees. We got a cart on the street from Santa Party, and we went to the temple. And there were four devotees that I went to the temple with, who all came to Krishna consciousness on different levels. And when we came to the temple, we sat down. It was church pews. We were more progressive then than now. Prabhupada, for Westerners, he kept the church pews. There weren't temples. People sat down, and it was interesting. The lecture was first, and the temple was behind where the faith exhibit was. Prabhupada was even progressive, had to present Krishna consciousness to Westerners. We didn't enter right into a temple, right into an Indian religion. In fact, after we had the feast, then there was the kirtan. First we had the lecture, the feast, and the kirtan. And I remember it was Brahmananda on the stage, and a famous statement to me, he said, "Now we have given you nectar for the tongue. Now we will give you nectar for the ears." And I remember it was incredible prasadam. And I remember how surprised I was when the different plates were being passed down to the, you know, and I thought, everyone gets one plate for the four of us. I was so surprised. Who gives something for free in America? It's unheard of, basically, you know? You know, so, and then I remember the devotee, he was preaching to us, and the first discussion was, which one of my friends was having kind of a debate, was sex life spiritual? Was illicit sex life spiritual? So that was the first discrimination. Hopefully at this stage we're not so confused. And then they become more and more subtle. You need that guy? And I remember the person who was trying to defeat us in argument, he was very charismatic. And part of his argument is he had a cup of sweet rice and he just like poured it in his mouth because we were relishing so much. Anyway, let me get on to this story. So Lord Chaitanya, so it must be different discrimination. So now as Lord Chaitanya is traveling in South India, very subtle discriminations we'll learn, because the story is going to culminate, and I don't know if I'll get it there, between what's the difference between the Narayan and Krishna? Between the goddess of Lakshmi and Srimati Radharani. Right? This is very, very subtle. And even Lord Chaitanya, even though he shows the superiority of Sri Krishna at the end, he also quotes that in terms of sarup or form, they're not different. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. But also, a very interesting story. He goes to one Brahmin, and the Brahmin, from his early childhood, was chanting Ram, 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 Ram. In Vrindavan, when I first came to Vrindavan, and there were no plastic bags, there were no loudspeakers, there was no phones, there was hardly any electricity, there were plenty of mosquitoes. In the morning, we used to go to the Jamuna Vaikirtan, even in the summer. And there was a beautiful ashram. You know, we were at the end of the world then, at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. There were no auto rickshaws in Vrindavan. There was only one or two taxis. A very simple place, and there was some beauty to that. And I remember in the morning, we'd hear the kirtan. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram. So this Brahmin was chanting. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? Very elevated. He was chanting, but he just saw Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya was also happy. But then when he came back, Lord Chaitanya was shocked that instead of chanting the Ram mantra, he was now chanting the Krishna mantra, which also includes Ram. And he was shocked. He was saying, how is this possible? And the Brahma was very learned. He said, well, after meeting you, I was studying my verses. And I looked in the Padma Purana, and it says, it was Lord Shiva Durga, and it said, I chant the holy name of Ram, 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 and thus enjoy the beautiful sound. This holy name of Ramachandra is equal to 1,000 holy names of Vishnu. Vishnu, 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 Ram, Ram, Ram. 1,000. He said, but then the pious results. Then he read from another scripture I found of chanting the holy name of Vishnu 1,000 times, 1,000 names of Vishnu, 3 times, can be attained by one utterance of the holy name of Vishnu. One name of Ram is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu, and one name of Krishna is equal to 3,000 names of Vishnu. He said, I read that. He said, but still, I was enjoying the name of Ram from my early life, and I'm attached to Lord Ramachandra. So I couldn't do it. But when I saw you, the personification of Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, Sangopangasta Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtanap, when I saw you, then my mind completely changed. Lord Chaitanya stayed there and instructed him. So he was converting everyone and giving, and in his conversion, all adherents of various scriptures were to present their various conclusions. But Lord Chaitanya broke all their opinions to pieces based on the Vedas, Vedanta, Brahma Sutra, and the philosophy of Chintya Veda, Veda, Tattva. In the last class, we also described how he defeated the Buddhists. Just defeated the Buddhists, their conception that there is no creator, I am the truth. Their different precepts. And anyway, there's so many stories, but I'm relishing because in this Madhya Lila, every verse is Krishna Das Kaviraj is covering the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. So just to lecture on one or two verses, I'm forced to read a whole chapter. And I can tell you, hearing and speaking and hearing about Krishna, that's real life. It's good Krishna Anushilana. If you want to advance in spiritual life, you have to have Krishna Anushilanam. Anushilanam means your activities, Anu, they must follow Krishna, the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna Anushilanam. Anukuyena, Krishna Anushilanam. Bhakta Uttama. They must follow Krishna. So speaking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna is very Krishna, good Krishna Anushilita. You know me, I used to visit all the sadhus in Vrindavan. I still do. And I would learn various things from seeing them sometimes, different sadhus, good sadhus. One time I was visiting one sadhu that I liked very much, and he was writing books at that time. And when I came in, he had just finished writing, and he said, writing is very nice Krishna Anushilana. Very absorbed writing. Prabhupada was writing in the morning. I used to see that from my room. When I first came to Vrindavan, I lived in the ISKCON guest house. And from my room, I would wake up very early in my days as a fanatic brahmachari. I was so strict. I mean, the lines on a stone. I would measure the amount of water I was drinking. Yes, those are the days. Anyway, I would wake up early, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'd look down, and Prabhupada was on his porch with his 16 commentary Bhagavatam, looking at it, writing Krishnanu Shilanam. So this study. So he defeated the Buddhist, and then he gets to Sri Rangam. And Sri Rangam is the biggest temple in India, and somehow it has these walls, and each wall is made by the different of the Alwars, their saints. There's really, they like to tell the story of how they came to Krishna, because one of the Alwars was a thief. People here are shaking their heads because they're from India. They know more about this than me. And one of the Alwars, he fell down with a prostitute. Apichate Siddharacharo is a mistake. So he was at the prostitute's house. And the deity, out of compassion for him, somehow arranged that a gold plate for the deity be delivered to the prostitute. And then when he saw that, he just thought of the unlimited, unconditional love and compassion of the Supreme Lord. Even to the prostitute, and even to him at the prostitute. And then he came back and he built the fourth wall. There's 9 walls or something, or 7 walls. The fourth wall has the Tulsi Garden. The Lord Chaitanya, he's going to all these wonderful holy places. I once did travel in South India. I did once travel, one time, many, many years ago. In South India, and I got to see that culture there. And those very inspiring temples and deities. So he meets one Brahmin there, and the nature of the Brahmins is they like to host the sadhus. And this is actually, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that says, dharmasya yapavargasya, that dharma leads to liberation. Right? Dharma is for liberation. And then there's a commentary by Jiva Goswami, how does Varnashram, and liberation means, apavargasya means bhakti. How does dharma lead to bhakti? Because if you lead a religious life according to Varnashram, you will host sadhus, and maybe one of those sadhus will be a Vaishnava. That's how Varnashram leads to perfection. Maybe one of those people that you host. Just look at Prabhupada's father. He was always hosting the sadhus. And one time he hosted a sadhu who was one of the mystics, had one of the 8 mystic cities. And all of a sudden there was a branch with apples from Kashmir. They don't even come to Bengal at that time. And the branch was fresh and had the apples. He had the Prapti city. You can obtain anything. There's mystic potency. I mean, I personally got cured of the heaviest case of jaundice in South India, where the medical doctors told me, you cannot travel for 6 months because when your liver is bad, you have to have complete rest. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't believe it. And as a fanatic Brahmachari, because I was getting the jaundice, I didn't know it, so I started to sleep during class. I was condemning myself. You know? I was condemning myself. But, you know, it wasn't actually me. It was my, you know, like for sleeping, I remember, I'm saying, well, I'm completely in Maya. What am I sleeping for? And then one day I turned yellow. And I couldn't believe it, that it says, isn't it, that even sweet things taste bitter? I could not eat anything. And I had to take a train ride in 2 days. And someone said, have no fear. My friend's mother is a Pelia Jornawala, is a person that washes the yellow. Pelia, yellow, Jorna, wash, Walla, the person. And I went to her house, a simple, simple middle-class lady, chanted some mantras, put some water on me, and yellow came down to my eyes. She put the water on my eyes. I was eating, I couldn't believe it. I was eating samosas. In 2 days, mystic, I've seen it. And then other people in my party got sick. We cured them all. So, I lost track of what I was saying here. The mystic potency. What was it? Oh, yeah, okay, anyway, whatever the case is, I got them carried away. So the Brahmin likes the host, and it was Venkat Bhatta. Now, Venkat Bhatta is the father of Gopal Bhatta, one of the six Goswamis. And his brother was Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati. So he was just a Brahmin, and Lord Chaitanya invited Lord Chaitanya to his home because he saw here is a sadhu. And even in those days, the physiognomy of a pure soul, Lord Chaitanya's hands were hanging down to his knees, ajanu lambito, ujo kanika bitaro, sankirtanaika pataro kamalayata, ajanu lambito ujo, his arms were hanging down. How wonderful. And he just saw him. And he, imagine that. You walk outside of your house, and Lord Chaitanya's walking down the street. Right? You know what we would say? There's a Mahavadi sannyasi. Because he wasn't, you know, because he took an eight-danda sannyasi. We wouldn't let him in the house. We wouldn't let him in the house. Mayavadi sannyasi. In those days, they mahatsevam dwaram ahur bhamuktes. Prabhupada was very, very special. He preached heavily against the Mayavadis, but you know, he his scope was very balanced. And very, because mahatsevam dwaram ahur bhamuktes, that we mahatsevam dwaram, that you serve the sadhus. It gives you the door for liberation. And you leave in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, the personless or the impersonless. So he invited him in. They washed his feet. He saw him, and just the open heart of a Brahmin, a real Brahmin. Why don't you stay for 4 months? Right? Not watching the class, the watch, when's the guest going to leave? Using my facilities. Okay? Just opening their house. That mood, my house is your house. Honestly, they have that. This is samskara. This is impression from previous life. No possessiveness. My house is your house. It's yours. I remember when in 96 I didn't have a place to stay in Vrindavan, and there was a house called Satsarup Maharaj's house, which he always lamented because he only stayed there once and got his name. But I remember I was nice. Baladeva Dibhushan had said, you know, use the house. And he gave me the room. Vaishnav, they're open. You know, stay for 4 months of Chaturmasya and give us Krishna Katha. And Lord Chaitanya, you can imagine if you in Sri Rangam, he would bathe in the Kaveri, because this is what the sadhus do. That's the purest type of bath they live in, as a Brahmin sadhu, sannyas. And then he would be dancing, and people would be astounded, because it was an expression of pure praying. They were watching the direction of, it's like a symphony orchestra. If the person's directing it is expert, the sound comes out. So if what's directing your movement is love for Krishna, and ecstatic love, it's very, very attractive. And I remember the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada. I was working in a warehouse taking inventory for a big department store. It was a huge warehouse. And I took off from that day, and I hitchhiked, and I went to the airport. And, you know, the devotees were young and beautiful, as Prabhupada said, the beautiful American boys and girls, and very intelligent. And they were in their robes and shaved heads. It was like a light within the darkness of the Maya of New York City, the airport. They were all congregated there, and the person in charge was in charge. And he was very expert, and he instructed the devotees. When Prabhupada comes, our kirtan should be very melodic. I want it like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The devotees were singing and dancing, and Prabhupada came out of the plane last, and Prabhupada slowly waved his hand. And I looked at it as a hand moving by praying. And I was already reading the books. So I read the 26 Qualities of Pure Devotee, and I thought, this is offensive. And of course, there's a funny ending to that story, too. My parents were already, I told you that, I told it to you on Thursday, but maybe they didn't hear it. My parents were like opposed, like anything, to me taking shelter of this cult. And maybe even they thought that I had given it up or something. They really were upset about it. And then on the 11 o'clock news, they cut this. And Hare Krishna. And, you know, and here it is that my parents are watching the 11 o'clock news. So whose face is dancing in ecstasy there? But there's Simon and his best friend. Some know because he goes to Yogi's ashram. His name is Jan. He's an immigration lawyer. He's a very nice person. So I remember my parents were like furious. But I remember in that news, because I was watching in another room, there was a famous local newscaster named Harry Reason. And he was after this clip. And then they said, and now back to Harry Reasoner with the news. And then, of course, that was the famous centerfold of the New York Daily News, the biggest newspaper in the world at the time, all Prabhupada's pictures. All Prabhupada's pictures. Anyway, I didn't really cover the degree I want, because I studied this wonderful conversation with Venkata Bhatt. And I'll give coming attractions. I'll discuss it a little bit on Wednesday, maybe next Sunday. I went over it in detail, the discussion between Venkata Bhatt and Lord Chaitanya. And it's so nice because Lord Chaitanya loved this man because he hosted him for 4 months. He was so in a joking way. And he didn't want to dampen his faith in Narayan in one sense. It wasn't not like the worst thing to be a pure devotee of Narayan. But in Lord Chaitanya's mission to clearly delineate what is the highest thing, he entered into this joking mood where Lord Chaitanya looked at him and said, you know, the goddess of fortune is so chaste, she never leaves the chest of Lord Narayan. Right? So then why is she associating? Why does she want to enter the loving dance of a cowherd boy? Now, I told you in Hindi or Brijabas, a cowherd boy is called Gwala. In Hindi or Sanskrit, Hindi, it's Gowala, the person who takes care of the cows. Now, that is not the highest class in India. I mean, today you usually see them around the hookah and, you know, the Gwala. So, you know, he looked at him and he said, Lord, you know, this is the goddess of fortune on the chest of Lord on the chest of Narayan. Why is she, you know, how can she be doing this? And then he quoted from Shastra. And this is also nice. Every point that Lord Chaitanya makes, he quotes from Shastra. And he quotes from the prayers of the Kaliya, the Nagapatni, who were praying to Krishna to be merciful to their husband. And one of their prayers was, my husband must be qualified because he's got your lotus feet. And even the goddess of fortune could not attain them. Oh, Lord, we do not know how the serpent Kali attained such an opportunity to be touched by the dust of your lotus feet. Even the goddess of fortune for this end performed austerities for centuries, giving up all desires and observing vows. Indeed, we don't know how my serpent Kaliya got that opportunity. Even the goddess of fortune, he says that. But Venkata Bhat, he was so learned that he was explaining that actually it was the same personality. It's the same personality. So it's just goddess Lakshmi who wants to get some variety of ras. Anyway, I'm going to complete the argument next week, because you have to go through the details. It's beautiful with the verses. The Lord Chaitanya said, well, if they're equal, how come she couldn't get that ras? How come she couldn't enter into the rasa dance? And then Lord Chaitanya got to explain. He got to explain Raga Nuga Bhakti, that if you want to enter that level, you have to take the mood of the gopis. And the mood of the gopis is not the mood of Lakshmi. Because her worship is mixed with Aishwarya. It's Madhurya. It's completely intimate. There's no reverence. There's no conception that this is the Supreme Lord, that this is a superior person. And if you want, and said, you know, the Shruti Ganas, the Shruti Charis, the personified Vedas, they entered into the Rasa dance. How come Lakshmi couldn't enter? Why? Because they performed devotion in the mood of the gopis. And performing in the mood of the gopis means that eventually you have to get that same type of body. You have to get that same type of body. Anyway, we'll go through that. And there's other stories, but can everybody still hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
Oh, cool. Anybody like to ask any questions?
Yes, Maharaj.
Gail, you were just like really quick on the trigger today. But anyway, you were in Ocean City?
Yeah.
You know, if you would have told me beforehand, I was like 30 minutes away from there.
My goodness.
She could have invited your whole family.
Oh, my goodness.
For Gunagrai Marge's pizza.
Oh, and I love him, too.
And he's the most expert at that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But we decided that since you didn't know, next time he comes in, we'll go to your house and make it.
Okay.
Okay, you had some questions?
Yeah, actually, you know, it was because I was in Ocean City last time that it was so painful for me that I was not able to record your explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so
well,
I just
hopefully recording them. So we'll
yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, if I had, you know, I would have reviewed your answer. But as it is, I just had to review it in my mind, and so I just needed to still clarify something.
Go ahead. What?
You know, I just want to know if you would agree that that the word Chaitanya, which is the life force, is synonymous with selfless love for Krishna and his parts and parcels, the nature of that, the charity, the nature of that love is synonymous with our individual and unique flavor of the love that we share with Krishna in our individual relationships.
Very good. You know, whenever you ask questions, Gail, I always regret that I always get so carried away that I don't leave enough time for questions, and I realize that it would make for a better class if I do. But once I get into this, I get lost. I guess I get self-absorbed. But in terms of your question, of Chaitanya just means life force. Life force means the soul, right? The nature of the soul, the character of the soul, when it's self-realized, when it's in immortality, when it's not covered. So the nature of that soul is, we can put a generic nature of the soul, which it means it's Sharanagat, that has taken full shelter of Krishna in love. It is completely in the mood of service. And that also has a specific flavor also, because in perfect, if you love someone, you also have a relationship with them. Otherwise, how to please them? If you please someone by love, you please them by a particular type of love. So when love is fully manifest, it's in a particular way. And that's also, I quoted that verse which Jiva Goswami gives in terms of the holy name. The first verse he gave in terms of the holy name, how, when the holy name gives prema, evam vrita swapriya nama kritya jatanu raga. When it comes to that raga, how? Evam vrita, when you, you know, you're so determined, take shelter of the holy name, without attachment, without inhibition, evam vrita swapriya nama, and you chant a name of your beloved Lord. It means you're chanting in relationship. So in one sense, before we know our eternal relationship, we're chanting in relationship because Prabhupada has revealed to us connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, etc. But obviously, when you want real prema and real love, you're going to have some sparkling and understanding of your relationship with Krishna. Just that you can think of any relationship in the world, it's the relish and the love is in a specific way when it becomes pleasurable. And if it's just kind of a fan who has appreciation, kind of like Shantaras, it's not as pleasurable as if that person becomes your friend, or that person is your son, or that person is your lover. So Chaitanya means life force, and if you want to define that life force, that it, you know, in perfection, yes, it's our eternal relationship with Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati. Gail?
Mm-hmm.
TK? What? Something?
All of that was a translation of Chaitanya only, right?
Yeah.
Or was it?
Sure.
I mean,
Chaitanya means life force. It means consciousness.
But I mean, was that, because I was trying to break it down, you know,
Charita means personality or character. Chaitanya means life force. Amrita means in immortality. Amritya means death. Amritya means no death. And when you're in the platform of no death, it's also amrita or nectar.
Oh, amrita I thought was blissful.
But why is it blissful? Because mrita means death. Amrita means no death. So it means the eternal position, which is blissful. And therefore, when we have nectar, right? What is nectar in Greek mythology? It's something you drink where you become eternal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how it's all connected. Okay? That's, I told you, you save up the questions. And we'll just have to have like just another private call. Let me just see if there's anybody else like to say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Henry.
Henry, so nice to see you and hear you. I can envision you on your wonderful place listening. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, very nice. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sudevi.
Sudevi, very nice.
Haridwan, Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Belgian?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very clear today. Good. And thank you for your letter. Any questions, Davey?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's nice. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Bal Maharaj, this is Baladev.
Baladev, I was remembering the Japa Kutir.
Yeah, me too.
We both have free passes to stay there. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
That even though it passes hands, it maintains its original purpose?
Yeah, it's nice. That was
a nice
part of it,
okay.
Passing it on.
Well, we still have access to the Kutir. Very good. Thank you, Baladev. Hare Krishna. Anybody else?
We'll be at Giriraj Swami's next week.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, maybe you'll be hearing it from there.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, great. Hare Krishna, thanks. Nice. Baladev. He's just in a satsang. I'm telling the people who are with me, and then one lady who studies at the Radhadesh thing called, and of course Gail and Henry, an old friend of mine. Hare Krishna, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Bol Maharaj, this is Atmananda.
Atmananda, are you in North Carolina? Or?
I am. Please accept my obeisances.
Where are you now?
I'm at David Davis and Madhava Pandit's house.
So you all listening there?
Yeah, we're listening, yeah.
Okay, good. Nice.
Hi,
Bo, David Davis. And good. Anyway, I'll tell you, contact me. Maybe you can meet me in India sometime. We may do something interesting in form.
Okay.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna today?
Hare Krishna?
Who's this?
This is Anastasia calling.
Oh, so nice. You called all the way from France. Have you been trying to come on? What time is it there in France?
Well, now it's 6 o'clock in the night.
6 o'clock
in the evening.
Okay, so on Sunday it's not so bad for you.
Sometimes not so bad, so I couldn't get on this last time, but basically now I'm not regular, but I'm trying as much as possible, so thank you very much.
It's so nice that occasionally you come on, and please give my regards if your brother calls you.
Yeah, the moment I speak to him quite often. Hmm?
Just tell him that I'm well. And it'd be nice to see him soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Her name is Anastasia. She's from France. And she's the sister of one brahmachari who was staying with me in India. She's a choreographer. That means they dance. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? This is kind of quite international today. It's great. Okay, we'll say goodbye for now. Vancha kalpa turuvya chakrasindu veva chapati tampa devo vaikhe.